Russia?
I don't think it'll come from Russia. I mean, there'll be lots of diplomatic denunciations and criticisms and speeches
at
the UN.
Increase in arms or...
No, well, there might be there. It could, that's possible. They could increase the arms, but it would not do if it's a so-called limited strike. That is a day or two or some days of military strikes, and then it stops.
Just roll with the punches.
Yeah, I mean, remember Syria was attacked. Yeah, Syria was attacked by Israel twice.
Yeah,
and denounced it and didn't do anything.
Yeah,
and the Russians didn't do anything, and the Chinese didn't do anything, and the Iranians, you know. So if it's that kind, if it's at that level, now if it's a sustained military attack like they did in Libya. Then all bets are off, because then that's a real threat to the overthrowing the regime, and it's a little unpredictable what those other countries will do.
Rhys Ehrlich, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Again, Rhys Ehrlich has been our guest. He is a journalist who has covered from Syria. His stories appear on NPR, Global Post, and The Progressive magazine. His forthcoming book to be published next year is called Syria's Uprising, Assad, the Rebels, and U.S. Policy.
That does it for letters.
That does it for